talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start here in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, I reported at the end of last week that Gableman, the appointed guru by Voss, the cyber ninja equivalent in Madison, now wants to lock up the mayor of Madison and the mayor of Green Bay. Lock him up. He just comes right out of the blue. He filed some documents saying lock him up. The sheriff of Dane County, the sheriff of Waukesha County where he filed them, and the sheriff of Brown County do not have the power to do that. It's a frivolous demand. He should pay the attorney's fees of everybody who has to oppose it. But let's get in the weeds. Let's get to the historical facts behind it and what's really going on here. Going back to the Republican convention in the spring, everything was going along smoothly. People would hit Voss. They go, well, Trump says this is a crooked election. And he'd go, yeah, yeah. Trump then came out, insulted Voss personally, insulted some of the other leadership of the Republican Party. They got scared. So to deflect things, the very next day, Voss hired Gableman at your expense and my expense, taxpayer expense. Initially said he was going to get a total of $44,000 plus a couple of thousand a month for four police officers to go around and cause trouble around the state, make people think there was something wrong. Well, that wasn't good enough for Trump, and this thing morphed. Now the budget is over $680,000 with no lid on it. No lid on it. Voss not reading the invoices. And Gableman realized he had to do something. He is not the brightest bulb on the tree. He is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So initially he goes, well, I'm going to spend this money so I can find out about elections. I don't know a lot about elections. That was a big mistake to say that. He can find out about elections by auditing courses in the UW system. He can audit Poli-Sci 101 and find out about elections. He ran initially for the Supreme Court and won one term. And then he did such a bad job, he didn't run again. And they realized how stupid that looked. So he hired more police officers, former police officers. And then he sent out a demand to various mayors, Barrett of Milwaukee, Mayor of Green Bay, Mayor Madison, various clerks, demanding documents and demanding that they show up for secret depositions in some space that he had rented at your expense that you wouldn't be able to go into, the press couldn't go into, nobody would know what went on. Well, the mayors hit back and they said, the subpoena you issued is signed, approved anyway by Voss. It's a legislative subpoena. It requires that we appear, only should require that we appear before the legislature in public with the media watching. So he got various responses of drop dead. Here's some documents. Here's some of your documents. And he's homing in on Madison and Green Bay. Why? Because those cities are going to vote Democratic, and he doesn't really dare to do it to Barrett right now, because Milwaukee is the biggest city in the state. It will fight back really hard, and he doesn't want to pick that fight. Well, it turns out that he was untruthful in his filings to this extent. He said back several months ago, okay, you don't have to come up. You don't have to actually show up. Send some documents. Green Bay sent 20,000 documents, 20,000 pages of documents, 20,000. and they didn't hear any more for a while until he demanded that their mayor go to jail. And in Madison, the mayor hit back and said, I'll be happy to give a deposition to you, but it's got to be in public in front of a legislative committee where the media can come. And they were in discussions about that. Now, let me tell you something about how these kinds of negotiations work in civil discovery. And I've had a lot of experience in that over many, many years. What happens is somebody can issue a subpoena. In Wisconsin, in a civil case, a lawyer can sign a subpoena. You don't even need a judge to sign it. In this particular case, because it's a legislative subpoena, Voss had to approve it. But you set parameters. The initial request is for a certain date. The two lawyers talk. They say, well, that's not convenient for my client. And by the way, in this case, I think it should be a public hearing, not a secret deposition. And by the way, we're going to give you 20,000 documents, but there's another 5,000 that we believe should not be turned over. Let's see if we can work it out. Otherwise, we'll go to the court. Okay, that's the way it works. That's the way it works. You don't just suddenly sucker punch somebody and go in and say they're in contempt. First of all, they're never in contempt until a judge says they're in contempt. So instead of saying lock them up, he should have gone in and said hold them in contempt for not doing what? Some turned over documents and I said we'll get back to them, and we never heard from them again. Somebody else said, I'll give a deposition in public, and we were discussing that, and suddenly he sucker punches them. No judge is going to like this. No judge, Republican or Democrat, is going to like this. This is not the way it's done. It's not the way it's done. And then when he filed these documents, he served them by email with an outdated address that was caught by the spam filter in at least one of the recipients. That is not the way it's done. If you make a filing, you send it to them. You are permitted to send it to them either by messenger or by first class mail. He didn't do that. He had this strange disguised email address. And this is the guy you're hiring at your expense. And I say you, I mean you. Because Voss, gerrymandered though he is the speaker, and that's what happened. Then what he does is go to the nuclear option and says, arrest him. He knows they're not going to get arrested. He knows they're not going to be thrown in jail. He knows he's violated the basic premise of litigation among lawyers, and that is the lawyers work it out before they present it to the court. You do not, for instance, subpoena somebody for a certain day, refuse to talk to his lawyers, and his lawyers go, well, he's going to be out of town. He's going to be at a funeral. That's not convenient. Can we do it next week? And have that discussion, and then just go like gangbusters to the judge, say, throw him in jail. You can't do that. That isn't done. This is nothing more than a trick. This is nothing more than a lowlife trying to get a headline. Because if you say mayor in jail, that'll get a headline. It's absolutely frivolous. Attorney's fees should be assessed against Gableman. And I would say assess them against Voss for being part of this. Now, what's really going on here? They are not going to overturn the 2020 election, but the more they do this stuff, the more they inject poison into public discourse and into our democracy. Poison. There are people, perhaps a substantial minority of people, but minority, will say, well, if so many big shots are saying there was something wrong with the election, there must have been something wrong. Where the smoke, there's fire. Why would somebody like Voss and Gableman and Rebecca Clayfish and people like that, and even Ron Johnson, even though in a private speech that he gave that was taped, he said, this is ridiculous. Trump got 51,000 fewer votes than Republican legislative candidates around the state. He lost this thing. He did say that. He's on video camera saying that. But in public, he winces, he nods, he nudges. Well, we got to look into things. the more you refuse to acknowledge the peaceful transfer of power. That is the characteristic of our democracy that is lacking in Africa. It's lacking in Asia. It's lacking in much of South America. It's lacking around the world except Europe and here. The peaceful transition of power. Powerful men do not like to give up their perks. George Washington could have stayed in as president for life. A lot of people wanted him to be a king, King George I of America. He said, no, I'm serving two terms as an elected president, and then I'm stepping down peacefully, and I'm going to transfer power, turned out to John Adams. And then John Adams, there was an election. He didn't like the result, and he peacefully turned over the government to Thomas Jefferson. That's the way it works. We have a bunch in there now who are acting like Russians or Belarusians or Africans or Asians. There is an election, and they will refuse to turn over power peacefully. Look at January 6th. Look at the comments that are being made. And here in Wisconsin, fighting Bob La Follette's state, we have this clown Gableman stumbling around saying he's going to put two mayors in jail. And he hasn't even talked to them about what their objections are and how you can accommodate them. That is frivolous. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the...